Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi along with Jenny and Carol Hughes inviting you to come check out our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories.
You don't get a fart in my presence. It doesn't leave it.
When I pick up a cup, I try to take a sip. It's Greg's chew. Like, spit take right
it's
into
so
the screen.
Gross.
I know. You can't unhear that.
It's a show jam-packed with stories of crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell.
I'm seriously getting in trouble right now for being a hard worker.
Pick your ear, nose, rub your eye that clearly probably is pink eye. Here, let me handle those apples for you.
So not only is it gross that you're getting bacteria onto the money, but you're getting bacteria up into... something else.
And the best part, you're invited to share your workplace nightmare or office horror story as well. Just search Office Horror Stories wherever you download podcasts, click subscribe, and start binging away now.
You know, I'm single, and then I listen to stories like that, and I'm like, that person found someone. What?
You've been carrying on a not-so-discreet affair with one of the day shift supervisors and had skipped town with her and literally thousands of dollars of client money that had been earmarked for employee incentives.
I wish I had a kid. Because if I had a kid, I could call in sick a lot, I could leave early a lot, and not saying that they were making it up. But yes, I have worked with people who made that shift.
Our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. New episodes weekly, available wherever you download podcasts. Who hasn't had an office horror story or a workplace nightmare? Something where wherever it is that you go to work, you have to tell the coworkers, you're telling your friends, oh my God, you can't make this bleep up. It happens. If you've been in any sort of employment for any period of time, I'm sure you got one of them. And now we got a podcast where you can share those very stories completely anonymously as well, just to let it all out and then commiserate and hear everyone else's crazy ass office horror stories as well. Coincidentally, it's called Office Horror Stories. And I'm here right now to tell you that it exists, it is live, and it's ready for you to download right now. Yes, it's live on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, and pretty much wherever you download podcasts. It's populating everywhere as you hear this. So wherever you download podcasts, just search Office Horror Stories, and you're likely to find it. Go ahead, please, if you would, check it out. Press subscribe on it and start binging away. First five episodes are live as of right now. It's hosted by me, Jenny, and Carol, and it is hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious, scary, and sad all at the same time because of the stuff that you hear that goes on in workplaces. If you want to get a good laugh, if you want to go, oh my God, I'm not alone with the craziness that I've experienced in a workplace, then you don't want to miss it. Office Horror Stories. Download it wherever you download podcasts right now. Here's a little 10-minute preview for you of our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. Anyone who's ever worked in the public eye likely has a crazy fan story. It goes to reporters, entertainers, public figures of any kind. If you've worked there, you know about those people that want to get just a little bit too close for comfort. But what do you do?
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at officehorrorstories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number. I'm glad Todd said that there in the intro because I was like, oh, what's the phone number? I forgot the phone number.
It's an easy one.
833-HATE-JOB. I said, remember the 833 part because it's a toll-free number if you're playing along at home. I remember when like 800 was it.
Yeah.
Like 1-800. And then it was a big deal when 888 came out. It was like, oh, wow, that's toll-free too. Now there's like 30 different combinations of like toll-free numbers because they've run out of toll-free numbers. Remember 900 numbers?
No.
Nine, like 1-900, those were like, there was like sex lines typically.
Oh, well, that's why I don't remember them.
Well, of course you would. I mean, they were on late at night and everyone called them for fun.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I guess I missed the TV where that was on.
It was like after like the late local news, if they would typically be like infomercials and stuff, be like, call 1-900-LEXI or whatever it was.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah. It was like a big deal. This is like, this is pre-internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is pre, you know, people can just click and, you know, there you go. It was, you'd call these phone numbers. I remember like trying to prank call them.
Uh-huh.
And I think I remember doing that like in junior high because some of them would have things where it would be like you get the first 3 minutes free or something like that. And I would just call as like the strangest people on earth. And yes, I'm sure many of them involved animals.
Jeez.
But I just remember doing really weird voices and just saying the crazy stuff, seeing if I could get the people to hang up on me. Mm-hmm. Because once the 3 minutes was up, then it was, you know, put your credit card in for whatever. Being a 14-year-old boy, I didn't have a credit card. But I just remember just wasting people's time. That's what I did. That's an Office Horror Story right there. 833-HATE-JOB. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number if you want to share your office horror story with us. And when we say office horror story, it's about the living, it's about bad bosses, it's about crazy coworkers, it's about that sort of horror story, the stuff you go, you can't make this shit up. Our first letter today, it says, hi. So my story is from about a year ago. I work as a nurse at a children's clinic. I had a family come in for their well checks, and one of the requirements is that they must get a finger stick at certain ages. I had this preteen boy come in and completely lose it when he found out he had to get his finger stuck. In addition to this, he also had to get his immunizations. We had to have two nurses and his mom help hold him down while he got his finger stick. While we were doing this, he kept screaming, you can't do this to me. I'm an American citizen.
After this whole ordeal, he still had to get his shots once the doctor was done with him. Before the doctor went into his room, he decided he wanted to go to the bathroom. After 10 minutes, we decided to go look for him in the bathroom, and the boy was nowhere to be found. We searched the whole clinic for about 20 minutes, including the parking lot. All the nurses were pitching in, trying to help locate the boy. One nurse found the little boy who was coming out of the bathroom, and since he was fitting in the description of her patient, she brought him to us thinking that she had found him. The look on that boy's face was priceless. He was absolutely mortified. After a while, the patient appeared. He had been hiding in the family vehicle, or so he claimed. We decided to hold off on shots and have him come back later after what had just happened. Afterwards, we were all laughing about the incident with a mistaken identity. We even made up a nickname for the nurse who very innocently made the mistake of bringing the wrong child back to us.
Gosh. And that's the worst when you're at a clinic and you're told you have to get shots when you're little.
Uh-huh.
So you bring some other random kid in that probably doesn't need shots, and you tell him he's going to need his shots.
God. We got a stray here.
Oh, gosh.
Just bring him in. Oh, God. Then the... God, it just makes you wonder, like, what would you do if you were the parent? And, like, you're just waiting for your kid to come out of the bathroom, and you come, they're gone.
Well,
and it turns out a nurse had took him to the other...
And, you know, they're that age, you know.
Sure.
Preteen boy, there's no real easy holding them in your lap anymore while they get it shot.
No, especially when they're shouting they're an American citizen.
Yeah.
God, what sort of shots do you get? I'm trying to remember, but I remember getting like the, what was the one where it was like four pricks into your arm?
The MMR?
Yeah.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
And people always claim that that gives you like a permanent scar. Did you have a permanent scar from that?
I didn't have a permanent scar, but I thought that one was the most painful.
Okay.
But it could be the person giving the shot as well. I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But as far as shots go, that's the one that I remember the most.
It's like a big... Why do they have to give it that? Of all the ways that you give it, why is it like... I mean, it looks like some sort of archaic thing where it's like four... It's like what I remember of it was like four needles, like mm-hmm. all... together, and then it all, you know, it kind of goes in and out and it's done, but it's like simultaneous. Like, is it like what's that adhesive that we have to like mix the two together, like epoxy,
like it has to work together?
It's like an epoxy they're putting in your arm.
I know eighth graders have to get some sort of shot. I don't know what it is though, but
yeah,
we have a one that's gonna look forward to that next year.
How did you handle shots when you were a kid?
You just suck up and do it.
You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I had the best pediatrician when I was little,
mm-hmm.
even though his name was Dr. Payne,
mm-hmm.
but it was spelled P-A-Y-N-E, but I never thought a thing about it until I was an adult, and I thought, oh, Dr. Payne, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, it does.
But he was awesome, and his nurse, she always would draw a bunny on my arm where I was going to get a shot, and so I would look forward to that. And
then, so it's like you're stabbing the bunny? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know. It made it... I was distracted by her drawing a bunny on my arm, and then they gave me a shot.
Okay, so the bunny doesn't get the shot in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
No. You get the bunny drawn while you're watching the bunny be drawn on your arm.
Okay.
When you're four, it totally works. When you're 14, it doesn't work anymore.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant like they drew a bunny and then the bunny got the shot.
No.
Like, that's kind of weird.
That's mean.
It's like, we're going to draw a little girl on your arm and she's going to get a shot and she's the one that's going to feel the pain, but you're going to feel it too.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't, you know, put ink on children's skin like that anymore, but it worked when I was a kid.
It's not a bad idea.
No.
I'm going to try that when I have to do my shots. It's just like, I'm just going
to
draw.
You can ask the nurse to draw you a bunny.
Can you draw me a bunny? Be like, you're at the wrong office, sir. It might go wrong. So 833-HATE-JOB, 833-HATE-JOB. If you want to share your office horror stories with us. Next letter says, hey guys, I live in Virginia. 30 years ago when I was 18, I interned at a newspaper. I thought at the time I might want to be a news journalist. There was a man several years older than me who was my mentor there for a very short time I interned, which was about 3 weeks. My internship ended and I was about... And I went about my life for the next 30 years, still writing, but choosing not to be a news journalist. I never corresponded with anyone at the newspaper again. One day last year, I went out to my mailbox in front of my home and found the oddest letter addressed to me. When I opened it, it was from the man who had mentored me those 3 weeks, all those years ago. I had forgotten his name, so it took me several minutes to realize who he was and even longer to figure out how he'd gotten my married name and my home address, which was not even in the same town as where I had interned years before. The most horrifying thing was that in the letter, he referenced my husband, my children, and said he had always had a thing for me. Keep in mind, we never had a thing or a fling ever when I interned there. It was so creepy. By far, the creepiest part was that he ended the letter by saying he never did any of the things they accused him of.
That's the worst ending to a letter ever.
At this point, I was scared what they had accused him of. My question is, did the letter say from the correctional department of anything?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's...
Is he writing behind bars?
After doing some research, it turns out he had been arrested and spent time in prison for soliciting minors online for terrible things. Shocking that he's now writing the person he only has memory of interacting with when she was barely a minor. He also apparently had been stalking me and a few other women from his past online. That's how he got my address. He was not supposed to be using a computer as part of his parole agreement. There you go. Soon after, he was busted when his parole officer found out he'd been using a computer for these purposes. He's back in jail now. But who knows for how long. I wish I'd never done that internship. I'm not giving my name out of fear, but I'm someone who you have read a story from on the other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. Just call me D. There you go.
Wow. That's so creepy.
It is.
I don't even know. I've thankfully not ever had that kind of situation.
That is super creepy and wrong, especially all those years later.
Yeah.
Just like what that's like, oh God, just it's lingering in his memory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that little preview of Office Horror Stories. Go ahead, search it wherever you download podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, you name it. Press subscribe and you get a brand new episode every single week. First 5 episodes are already live right now for you to binge away on, and the new episodes every single week going forward. Check it out. Please support it. Keep us on the air. Press subscribe. That's all we ask right now. And just enjoy Office Horror Stories. Spread the words. Tell your friends on social media. Maybe shave it into the side of your cat, the logo or something. No, don't do that. That would be bad. But let everybody know that it exists and enjoy Office Horror Stories. Download it wherever you download podcasts today. And thank you for the support.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.